Today's reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 35 to 38, and then followed by verses 42 to 50, and that can be found on page 1156. Page 1156, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 35 to 38. And verses 42 to 50. But someone may ask, how are the dead raised? What kind of body will they become? How foolish! What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed, perhaps of wheat or something else. But God gives it a body as he has determined, and to each kind of seed he gives it its own body. Verse 42. So it will be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonour. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. The spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and after that the spiritual. The first man was of the dust of the earth, the second man from heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth. And as is the man from heaven, so are also those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so we shall bear the likeness of the man from heaven. I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Up until last summer, I was pretty clueless about cosmetic surgery. This all changed when a number of my colleagues and I were having a conversation during which they shared all the jobs they have had done. By job, I mean Botox, fillers, or even breast enhancements. In case you were wondering what Botox and fillers are, both substances are being injected into the face, but they both do different things. Botox relaxes the face muscles. Think fewer wrinkles around your forehead, fewer frown lines and crow's feet. Whereas fillers are injected into creases and hollow areas of the face to plump and fill. Think plumping up thin lips and enhancing cheeks. Earlier this week, I was at Whole Foods when I spotted activated organic almonds. Long soaked, and I might not pronounce the word next correctly, umami, which is apparently a savory taste, dehydrated, probiotic, digestible, delicious, dynamic. Price tag £8.99 for 100 gram. Instagram, fashion magazines, celebrities. They're all trying to sell us how to look younger, long for longer, have a fit body, become more attractive and successful. However, the one thing that they probably don't touch on is that we cannot outrun time. Now, my aim is not to judge the individuals who have undergone those procedures or those who have swapped their ordinary pack of almonds to activated almonds. I'm only curious to know whether the increase of those procedures, the staying young forever, 60 is the new 40, are a reflection of a society of little or no faith. Today's reading has an emphasis on the transformation of our physical body to our new body. Something that we as Christians know is going to happen. We might not know when, but it definitely is going to happen. Paul used the very apt analogy of the seed. His image of planting a dead seed and raising a live plant is a mere sketch at best, but perhaps it will help us in approaching the mystery of the resurrection of the body. But only if you and I keep in mind that when we are raised for good, alive forever. If one plants a dead seed, soon there is a flourishing plant. There is no visual likeness between seed and plant. One could never guess that a tomato, which I have here, would look like looking by its tomato seed. As I mentioned earlier, Alistair's tomato plants. The rich harvest we had, what we plant in the soil and what grows out of it don't look anything alike. The seed is so natural, the seed grown is supernatural. Same seed, same body. But what a difference from when it goes down in physical mortality to when it is raised up in spiritual immortality. It will be amazing. Talking about seeds, have you heard about the Millennium Seed Bank at Wakehurst Place in West Sussex, which is a National Trust property? The Millennium Seed Bank aims to have plants around the world with a focus... The Millennium Seed Bank aims to save plants worldwide with a focus on plants most at risk and most useful for the future. As of June 2018, it stored 39,100 species, which is just it's quite a small percentage of all the species that we do have here. I mean, just thinking about it, God must have had such a joy and pleasure in creating this beautiful planet that we do have. And they had 2.2 billion seeds as of June 2018, 2.2 billion. That's 2,250 million, it's incredible. The current world population is 7.5 billion. Hard to imagine. I wonder how many seeds have been stored up since Abraham that are waiting for its transformation. Any idea? My guess is as good as yours. Like Christ, we will not just be resuscitated, but we will be transformed when the time has come. If you read 1 Corinthians 15 to the end, you might get an inkling. Before we pray, I would like us to spend some time in silence. Before we pray, we shall spend some time in silence. But one thing that I just want to touch base on is our body shall be raised to be with Christ in eternity. As we shall be spending some time in silence, reflecting in how our day-to-day life, the death and resurrection of Jesus is shaping our thinking. Maybe you know someone who is trying to outrun time and ask the Lord for an opportunity to share with him the good news. Maybe it is even yourself. While we're spending some time, and if you would like to receive some prayer, please do and come and see the pastoral care team. Let us just spend some time in silence and just think about the awesomeness, how this is shaping. I was thinking.